Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Liu, with your update on everything regarding the Raptors and the NBA as it relates to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. First up, Masai Ujiri spoke publicly for the first time since the NBA announced its indefinite suspension on March 11th. Ujiri spoke with a select group of supporters in a conference call and was open and honest, but quite honestly didn't provide many answers. The newsworthy bit is that any extension and contractual talks, particularly with Ujiri and head coach Nick Nurse, are not a priority at the moment with so much else going on in the world. Quote, "Honestly, to be fair, it's not where our minds are at right now," Ujiri said. "This is a crucial time for the world. These things will come. I'm fine. We're fine. It's honestly the last thing on my mind. I missed the game, man. I miss basketball. You have concerns. I'm concerned for my team. I'm concerned for my family. I'm concerned for the world, and I'm concerned about this pandemic and how we beat it, how we fight it. We have to win this one," end quote. To catch you up, both Ujiri and Nurse are under contract through next season, through 2021. And obviously, both leaders are in high demand. Ujiri led the Raptors to 7 straight playoff appearances and built a championship team without a single lottery pick on the roster last year. And was breathlessly linked to the Knicks by New York media before the Knicks settled on former agent Leon Rose as president. By the way, if you haven't seen already, the latest reports are that the Leon Rose of the Knicks is reportedly targeting Elton Brand for the general manager position. Of course, Elton Brand is still under contract with the Sixers, and we'll see if the Sixers let him go. But damn, of all people to pick Elton Brand, what the Knicks need is another guy who's going to sign a $109 million power forward. So, yeah, hopefully that one works out for them. As for Nurse, his head coaching tenure has been very short. Obviously, he'll tell you himself that he's coached many places as a head coach. But if you just look at it through parts of 2 seasons, he holds the highest win percentage in NBA history at 71.2%. It's really the highest win percentage by any coach. Obviously, it's a small sample size, but still, it's impressive. And you know, if you look at the way Nurse was coaching this year, based on the way the media was talking, you know, probably a front runner for coach of the year. And you know, I'd be really surprised at this point if he didn't end up getting it. And on top of that, Nick Nurse already has a championship in his resume. So with everything else so uncertain in the NBA and what the NBA is going through, a period of uncertainty, not just this year, but going forward, you know, I think I speak for every Raptor fan when I say I feel a lot better if the two leaders of the club, Ujiri and Nurse, and really just the whole front office, can be retained going forward. So I hope this is a priority for MLSC and from the front office when everything resumes. Obviously, right now, this is not the time for it. Second, if you haven't seen already, there were 2 Instagram live chats hosted by Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam this week. Both are must-watch, I would say, and you can find the archives on YouTube. These chats aren't just, you know, a much-needed reprieve from otherwise miserable news that is just constantly in the media cycle, but they also offer the type of access and insight that you just rarely get from players when they talk to media members. Obviously, they're way more open with each other than they would be with, you know, whoever. You know, VanVleet and DeMar, for example, shared a story from 2018 on how Kyle Lowry flipped out at a practice one time and literally sat down cross-legged in the middle of the floor with the ball in his hands just because he was getting subbed out by Dwayne Casey in a scrimmage where it seemed like the starters and the veterans were getting whooped by the bench mob at the time. VanVleet and Siakam also shared a hilarious story of how Danny Green furiously demanded the ball in the middle of game 4 against the Sixers during a timeout. You know, he was... you know, the Sixers at the time were hiding defensive liability JJ Redick on Danny Green, and Green was setting a lot of cross screens to try to involve Redick and create a mismatch. But, you know, apparently Green came to the huddle and he was furious. You know, he wanted a post up. If you remember last year, actually, Danny Green had a couple of post ups throughout the year where he's able to score. He's pretty strong for a two guard. And so, you know, Danny demanded the ball in the post. And so next play out of the timeout, the ball really gets to Danny in the post. And Danny has Redick on him, backs him down, two dribbles, and then turns around for a fadeaway jumper from maybe 10 feet at most, I would say 8 to 10 feet. And it was an air ball. Unfortunately, the ball went 7 feet. But, yeah, these kind of hilarious stories. Like, you just, like, again, this is, like, the kind of gold that I think media members, when we're trying to talk to players, this is what we're trying to get from them. And pass along. But yeah, I mean, these IG lives, they're as good as anything. So if you didn't watch it live, by the way, you can probably just search it on YouTube. There's been pretty big compilations of people, you know, screen recording and stuff like that. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. They're very, very fun. Elsewhere, Serge Ibaka continues to make his daily vlogs. And, you know, I can't really, you know, disagree. I can't really agree more with his latest bit of advice in which, you know, he suggests you should be drinking ginger tea, and personally, big fan of ginger tea. You don't even need to get the tea bags or whatever, to be honest. I feel like that stuff is almost not as good. The best way is probably just, like, buy some ginger. It's pretty cheap. You just chop it up into thin slices, boil it in a small pot, and add a bit of brown sugar to taste, and I guarantee you'll feel better. It really is a great remedy. If you may have also seen that the city of Toronto has banned public events through June 30th, which has led some to believe that the Raptors would be affected, at least initially when this news came out. However, John Torrey added that sporting events would be excluded. So, you know, on one hand, I'm happy that my city is taking serious measures. But on the other hand, I don't fully see the logic in sporting events being exempt from this situation. But, you know, we'll see. As for the NBA itself, there continues to be more speculation as to the logistics of how a restart to the season would look like. An idea that was previously shared by Brian Windhorst that I've discussed in previous episodes of this podcast is that you would gather all the players in a quarantined zone. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski shared more details on that, of how something could be taking place in Las Vegas, you know, where it's discussed as a potential location where players can get tested. They could basically be in this, like, one centrally located bubble. And, you know, they take over, like, a ballroom, apparently, in the casino. And people, obviously, can stay because there's obviously lots of hotel rooms. It's a little, personally speaking, a little strange to think about it. Doesn't really sound entirely feasible. Just think about, like, how much staff that accompanies every team. You know, traveling parties of, what, probably 50 people at least. And, you know, you put all that together. You put all the players in one place. You put, you know, it's just so hard to control. Like, these players are millionaires. They're going to want to see people. They got entourages. They got families. They've got, you know, just lots of people that they see. So it's a little hard to sort of pull this off, but hey, whatever. I'll take whatever it is. And as long as it's safe, I'd be happy to see it. Woj also passes along that the league remains open to continuing the season in some way, shape, or form, which has also been said by Ramona Shelburne and others. And Woj suggested that a drop-dead date on the 2019-2020 season would likely be Labor Day in September. I don't think the league wants to go past Labor Day in September. You know, the focus now has shifted away from playing on all the remaining regular season games to obviously focusing on finding a way to broadcast the playoffs. Woj also suggests that, like, you know, teams apparently were asked, you know, the availabilities of their practice facilities, because again, if they're not going to have any fans, and the Vegas idea definitely would not have fans, you know, I don't know, man, you might as well try to broadcast from a more contained space that is owned by a team, stuff like that. You know, it'd be interesting to see a game in you know, in the OVO Center, for example. But in other news, more NBA players are recovering from coronavirus, which is fantastic. All four players on the Brooklyn Nets that tested positive, including Kevin Durant, are apparently now cleared. Marcus Smart is also cleared, and he is taking an extra step of donating his plasma towards COVID-19 research. So that's great news. And again, it's a reminder that, look, obviously these are athletes in the prime of their lives with top-notch, infinite resources and, you know, the best healthcare available, at least in the States. But, you know, it's a reminder that, like, you can recover from this, you know, so, you know, if that puts you a bit at ease, I think it's important to note these things, especially in this time. So that does it for today's update. Please go watch Run It Back, which is dropping on Thursday at the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube channel. Me and Alex chop it up as we usually do. As for this podcast, I recorded a very, very long show, an hour and 40 minutes with Iman from the Dishes of Dime podcast on how Kyle Lowry became the greatest Raptor of all time. We went really, really into depth on his career. I had a lot of fun researching and just reading back on Lowry's story. A lot of turning points, a lot of significant figures that really factored into him becoming where he is. And I just, you know, it was just fun to, you know, literally, I mean, it was so fun. I did one an hour and 40 minutes. Usually I try to keep it a little shorter than that, but it's a lot of talk about one Kyle. So that's probably going to take up a chunk of your day if you check that out. As for everything else, thanks for everyone for listening. Please be safe and consider out there, and I'll check back in when there's more news on COVID-19 and the NBA's and the Raptors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.